We are learning Masechta Erevin Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, and we learned that there's Machlokes Rav Yochanan and Rav had a learning from Shimon. And Shimon says you're allowed to carry from a chotzer to a gag to a karfif, and Rav said only if you were not make an Erev in the chotzer. Then you carry from a chotzer to a gag to a karfif. Why? You're not worried you might take kalim from the batim out to the other places, which is not allowed. You're not allowed to take kalim from the house to a mavui or to a karfif or to a not a chotzer, someone else's chotzer. But if you didn't make an Erev, so in the chotzer, your own chotzer, you won't have a lot of kale on the bayis, so you're not worried about that. But therefore Rav says, Dafka, why we didn't make an Erev? You made an Erev in your own courtyard, you can't carry anything from that courtyard to something else's courtyard because you might take the kale on the batim. Rav Yechon argued, Rav Yechon held that you're allowed to take me chotzer l'chotzer, even by Irvu. That's Rav Yechon Shita. Omle Ravino Ravashi. We're starting the last words of Tzadik Aleph on base. Omle Ravino Ravashi. Mi Rav Yechon Hachi. Haki say that Rav Yechon says that Locha is like Rav Shimon, even without an Erev. But Om Rav Yechon Locha Stam Mishnah. Rav Yechon says we paskin like a Stam Mishnah. But tonight we looked at our Mishnah earlier in the Masechta. Koysel Shbein Shtei Chatzeris. If you have a wall in between two Chatzeris, Gevoya Asar Avrachav Abba. It's 10 Tochim high and 4 Tochim wide. Ma'arvim Shnayim, you can make Erev separately. Ve'marvim Echad, you can't make one Erev because you have a wall in between. So far, so good. Then it says, Vaitin that Mishnah, Hoi Barosh Paris, if on top of his wall there were Paris, Eil Oilam Makam Va'ichlin, Eil Oilam Makam Va'ichlin, Uvachrid Lamata. If you want to eat Paris that on top of this wall, you can't bring it down to the next Chatzar because it's like a new Chatzar. You only can eat it on top. Now, why in the world can't you bring Paris down from the top of the wall to the chotzer? It's chotzer l'chotzer according to Rav Shimon, and we're saying it's a stam mishnah here. So and according to Rav Yechon, we always pass like a stam mishnah. He's passing like Rav Shimon. So the hazer shtim Rav Shimon. If you're Rav Shimon, you're allowed to carry from chotzer to chotzer. Elamai, what are you going to say? How's the shtim that this mishnah is talking about a case where you made an erev? Since you made an erev, so then there's kalim the batim around, and since it's kalim the batim around, you're not going to be able to carry from the top of the wall to the next chotzer. So it's a raya, not like Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon passed like Stam Mishnah. This Stam Mishnah has to be like Rav Shimon according to Rav Yechon, because he passed like Rav Shimon. And this Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. And this Mishnah says you only can eat on top, but you can't bring it down. Why can't you bring it down? It must be because you made an Erev and it's problem came on the bottom. So it's a raya to Rav and not like Rav Yechon. And for the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. My lamata, lamata, labatim. When it says a vacha yaridum lamata, it doesn't mean I can't carry it down from the wall to the courtyard. Of course, I could carry it to the courtyard because that's the same type of resource. What it means is I can't bring it to my house. That's what it means because you can't bring from a chotzer to a bayis. That's all it means. So we're saying lamata means lamata, labatim. And therefore, it still works with Rav Yechonah. Break the Gemara about Tani Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia learned in a Braisa to explain our Mishnah, that Mishnah of Ovat Shereid Lamata from the top of the wall. He says, Ovat Shelo Yehize Oimid B'Mekayim of Eichel V'Ze Oimid B'Mekayim of Eichel. That you read it like this, that he added on to our Mishnah, this Mishnah of Kaisel, that you're not allowed to stand in the Chatzar and eat. You have to eat on top of the wall, Dafka. So here's a Raya that Lamata means you can't even bring down to the Chatzar. So it's a kasha on Rav Yechonon again. That's one girsa of Rav Chia fi Rashi. Rashi is another girsa that not shaloi heimed, a vach, yeheze oimed v'kaima. You have to stay on top of the kaisel. But either way, it means the same thing, that we have a Rav Chia that says you can't bring it down from the kaisel. So it's the first Rav Chia that explains Shalom Mishnah, doesn't mean la'matim and abatim. Omalei, so he answered, I don't care about that. V'chi Rebbe lo yishono, Rav Yechonon menayin loy. If Rebbe didn't explain the Mishnah that way. Rebbe writes our Mishnah that it means Vashu Ridu Lamata, don't say we're. So maybe it means Mata Abatim. I Rav Chia? Rebbe didn't say that in the Mishnah. Rebbe Leishon, Rav Chia Menayin Lo. Rav Chia was a Talmud of Rebbe. Rebbe was Masada Mishnayis, like we know. Rebbe was Masada the Mishnayis. And Rebbe didn't put it into our Mishnah, so Rav Chia Menolan, we're not worried about Rav Chia, which you put into Brises. Really, the word Brisa means on the outside, it was left out. So Guru Rav Chia has a braisa, but it's not. Rebbe didn't put it into our Mishnah, so you don't have to worry about that. Al Kaponim, that's what comes out. We answered how Rav Yechon Zat Shver from Mistam Mishnah. Zokt Gemara Vayte Itma. Shtei Chatzeros. It's continuing with the same idea about carrying from one chatzor to another chatzor, from a chatzor to a churba, and Mishael, if you're worried about kalim debatim or not. Itma. Shtei Chatzeros. Churvachas Menayim. You have two chatzeros, two courtyards. And in between two courtyards is a churva. And Rashi explains, this churva, we don't care who it belongs to. Other people, them. Rav Shimon holds you can carry from my chatzah to your chatzah, my chatzah to your karfif. It makes no difference. Not the point. There's a churva achas b'nayim. But the shaila was like this. One chatzah had an eruv with their batim. You know, usually a courtyard means there's a few batim there. So one courtyard had eruv with their batim, and one courtyard did not have an eruv with their houses. Achas eruvah. So this picture is a chorva in between. One side is a chatzah, other side is a chatzah. One chatzah had an eruv with their batim, with their houses. Achas eruvah, achas le'eruvah. So what's the halacha? So Om Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, he's a Talmud of Rav, so he says like Rav. Om Rav Huna. The people who did not make an Erev, they could carry it to the Chorva and back and forth. Avalisha Irva, the Chatzu who made an Erev, loy. Why not? Dilma Osi, Lafuke Mani the Batim Lechorva. Maybe they'll come by mistake to carry the Kalim from the house to the Chorva. And vice versa, because they have a lot of Kalim out there. The Kalim, you know, they roll a Svarim out into the Chatzu to learn because they have an Erev. They might bring it into the Chorva. Therefore, we said, the one who made an Erev, you can't go there. Only loy Irva go there. That's Rav Huna is going to shoot this Rav. V'chia bar Rav, V'chia is the son of Rav, what did he say? Omar, he said, I heard my father, Aflisha Irva. I heard that also Irva is the same halacha. And I'll tell you, Pshat Zakhia, V'shtei Masuras, they are both awesome. They are both awesome. Not only is the one with the Irv awesome, but the one without the Irv is awesome as well. V'im Taimar, if I heard Aflisha Irva, they both are the same, may you stay in Mutaris, may both are Mutar. So Rav Chia, it can't be like that. I couldn't say stay in Mutaris. I heard from Rav that it's both the same. I couldn't say both Mutar. Why not? Because then Rav Ma, Eino Yisten Chatsa Shloyeva, L'Chatsa Shirva. If this was Mutar, so then why every time that the Chatsa did not make an Erev, we don't allow them to carry that a Chatsa Shirva? Not the Chatsa Shloyeva, we don't give to Chatsa Shirva, which means the Chatsa that made an Erev cannot carry to a Chatsa that didn't make an Erev. And what's the reason not? Because Mani the Batim. Basically, he's saying like this, what happened to the Gzeira of carrying Kalim of the Batim? It says, is really Dafka, like Rashi and Tosfos both speak out. We just bring out a point that even if you would say that the Shaloi Irva is Mutter, but the Irva is not Mutter, so here, you couldn't say both are Mutter, because the one with the Erev, how do you allow that Chatzah to carry to the Chorva? There's a Chshash of Mani the Batim. That's why if I hear from someone that it means both have the same halacha, I can't be Mutter. Because it can't be Mutter, because that guy has the Erev, he has Kalim the Batim around. It can't mean Mutter. That's when time stay with Taurus, why don't we give the Loi Irva to the Chatzah Irva, allow him to carry there? Teretz is because you have Mani the Batim problem. So here also, it can't be staying with Taurus. So the Gemara says, that's really not true. You could be Mechalik in Churva and here. The Gemara says, don't be a Raya from every Chatzah, because maybe Churva might be different. Hossam, keeping the Minter and Mani the Batim, the Chatzah, also Fuke. When you have Chatzeris, a bunch of Chatzeris, there's a Chash, you might carry a Svarim from one Chatzah to the next Chatzah, because there, it's Chatzah is a place where it's secure. It's a secure place. But a Churva is not a secure place. Doesn't have good walls, doesn't have a good roof. It's not a good place. It's not a place where you usually do stamps. It's not a secure place. So maybe there's no chash. I'm going to be careful. I'm not going to bring out money to the bathroom. I don't want to bring my things from my household things into a churva. So maybe there's no chash, so therefore it's not a raya at least. There's more, I said, also given the mintery money the bathroom of chatzah, also fuke, they will come to bring it out. Hacha v'churva, given the loy mintery, since it's not secure there, money the chatzah v'churva, since loy mintery, money the chatzah v'churva, since money of the chatzah, not secure in the churva, also la fuke, you're not going to come to bring it out. Al-Kaponim, this Gemara is saying that Rav Huna says only the one that didn't make an Erev like carried the churva. Rav Chia says both are asr. And his raya, we said his raya is not muchach. His raya is not muchach because you can mechalak between here and a chotza. The ikadamri takes it a step further. Ikadamri, chia barav omba afo she'irva, v'shteim mutaros. They're both mutter. We have two chatzeris around a chorva. They are both, even the loy irva is allowed to bring, even the irva is allowed to carry from there to the chorva. Ah, you worry about kelim about them. So Gemara is explaining. Even if you can tell me they're both aser, because Allah is that a chaser that made an Erev cannot carry the chaser lo Erev. Why not? That might carry out my kalim of the house. So here also, how do you allow the person made an Erev to carry out to the churva? He might carry kalim of the house. So Mara says, no, it's not shver. Here it's different. Churva is different. Here's a different lemaisa we're saying. That's mutataka. Hosam, give me the mintery mind about the chaser. There, by a regular courtyard, since the kalim of the house are secure in the chatzah, they didn't allow you to go chatzal lechatzal because you might carry a camel to bottom. Avachorva lo mintri. Avachorva is not mintri. It's not watched, and therefore it's not secure, and therefore we're not worried. You might carry out camel to bottom or camel lechatzal from there to there. Adkan the sugi. When I start the next mishnah. The next mishnah we mentioned a little bit before, but let's see it inside. Gag gadol somach lekatan. Hagadol mutav katan aser. You have here two roofs side by side. They're attached to each other, but one roof, one house, is narrower than the other house, and it turns out that one house is the gadol is wider and the katan is smaller. And the Gemara will explain pshat, but the gadol is mutav katan's aser. And it depends who we're going according to, Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara will explain. But the basic pshat is that since the katan is smaller, the entire side of the small roof that's facing the big roof is completely open. And since it's completely open, there has no mechitzas there. Therefore, there's a problem of paros makom asala, because we're going according to the shita, going to the Rabbanon who hold, you are not allowed to carry from one gag to another gag. It's Stam Mishnah, like the Mandiyama of the Rabbanon hold, you're not allowed to carry from one gag to another gag, not like Rav Meir, not like Rav Shimon. Now, you can't carry from one, so it's a paros makom asala. But the gadol has gefufi. It has like walls, because the part that's wider, we look at it as walls with good asik, and therefore, since it has gefufi, it's not open to the smaller one. And therefore, the gadol is mutter to mishtamish on his place, but katan also, the katan is also. The same idea you have by two courtyards. Chotza gadol shnifza laktana. A chotza gadol is open to aktana. Gadol mutaris aktana asura. Why? Again, we have to picture this thing. The one chotza is bigger, then it gets a little narrower, and it goes into another chotza. So the big chotza has, on that direction where the other courtyard is, it has a wall with a door in the middle. Has a wall with a door in the middle. The katan has no door. It's completely open on that side, completely open, therefore it's asur, v'ktana asura. And the Mishnah adds on an extra k'nech over here, v'pleishi k'pischa shal g'dayla. We look at the katana like it is the doorway of the g'dayla, which we'll see in the Gemara means to a certain extent that katana is bottled to the g'dayla. It becomes part of the g'dayla. It's like one big foyer of the g'dayla. It's like it's subordinate, it's secondary to the g'dayla because it's like a pischa shal g'dayla. So first, the Gemara is going to talk about the Iker thing of Gadol to Katan regarding the Gefufi and the walls. That's the first part Gemara is going to discuss. Lomel Mislitarati. Why do you have to give a case of Gag and give a case of Chatzar? It's both the same halacha. The Katan is part of Makom Asla and the Gadol has a Mechitza. What is the Chiddush? So let's pick out outside first that we had a Machlekes for Rav and Shmuel. If something is loy minkar mechitza is a good mechitza. What it means is like this. Everyone agrees if that good asik. Good asik means if you have walls on the bottom, let's say a post. Are you allowed to carry on top of a post? Yes. I wear the mechitzas. No mechitzas, it's flat. Teretz is, the mechitzas that are making the post go up 10 tefachim go up. That's good asik. So by a roof, if it's a self-standing house, then you have good asik. You have walls. You're allowed to carry on top. But when it's touching another roof, or it has like a slanted roof that goes over the walls, it's not minkar or mechitza. You can't tell from the top that it's mechitza. You can't see it. So like according to Shmuel, it's still good asik, because you have 10 tefachim walls. According to Rav, it's inig minkar or mechitza. That was Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So according to Rav, when you have these gagim that attach to each other, there's no mechitza in between. There's no mechitza in between because you can't see it. Masha'enkin, the part sticking out, is minkar mechitza, because nothing's covering it. You can look down and see it. That's according to Rav. But according to Shmuel, you should have mechitza in the Katan and Gadol, because I don't care. It's two houses, so it should be a mechitza in between. Let's go back to Gemara. After that, Gemara remembers reminding us of Rav and Shmuel. Let's see the Gemara again. Lam le misti tarti. Why do you have to say two cases, Gag and Chatzah? So Gemara says, L'Rav, Tani Gag, Dumi de Chatzah. It's teaching us that Gag has to be similar to Chatzar. My Chatzar has a regular wall. It's no good asik there. Chatzar has a wall. My Chatzar minkar mechista has regular walls around it. Av Gag nami minkar mechista has to be a case where you could tell that there's a mechitza. And therefore, in between the two, Gag, Chatzar and Gag Gadol, it's not called a mechitza. And then it's very geshmak. Why? The Gadol's motto, because there has minkar mechista all around, all four sides, just opening to the Chatzar as a Pesach, but the Chatzar has nothing facing the Gadol. For Shmuel, why you need both cases? To tell his gang, give me a chotzer. My chotzer, the kodarzi lo rabim. Just like a chotzer, people walk back and forth. I'm gag nami, the kodarzi lo rabim. That people walk back and forth from one gag to another gag. And that is the reason why we don't say that it's mechitza. Because we ask if you're Shmuel, l'chayra, between the kot and the gali, you have a wall. Why? Because two houses, so the wall on the bottom goes up. So you have a wall between the kot and the gali. What's the problem? Why is the gali also? Why is it also? You say gurasik. And you're already minker mechitza, even though they're touching each other. So why is it also? Teretz is because people are walking back and forth, they don't say gurasik. That's the vote. We had this before on Daf, pay test on our base. That if you're walking back and forth, it's not usr, and therefore it's saying dumi the chazah. People walk back and forth. Here also, it makes it usr. No, you don't say good asr because people are walking back and forth. So that's the difference between Rav and Shmuel. Tais actually speaks out that this is only kalishta kama de Rav Yosef. Later, before Peites and Beis, in Chazes, you'll see that in Peites and Beis is the Rav Yosef who said that I didn't say that. I said something else. This is going to kalishta kama de Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said himself that I didn't never said that, but I guess since he was chala, we're taking the first lashon more seriously than the second lashon.